Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price. I'm happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and to greet you as always. The blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And if He isn't yours, He can be. If He isn't yours, He wants to be. If He isn't yours, He came to be. For the Son of Man, Luke 19:10 says, came to seek and to save that which is lost. Oh, what a beautiful day it is. My, I'm rejoicing, aren't you? I'm rejoicing in the grace of God, the goodness of God, the mercies of God, the long-suffering of God, the love of God, the kindness of God. Need I go on? My. We've got so much. I have so much. And yet I'll say again, we have so much to be thankful for today. And I'm thankful that you've decided to tune in to this little radio program today. And I pray that our time together is a blessing. And it always is to me when you and I, or when I have, or you have, without each other in present like we are today, have the opportunity to look in the Word of God. And I'll tell you, friend, when we look into it, I guarantee you, it looks into us. I've opened my Bible to the book of Hebrews, chapter 4. I'm going to read one verse out of that passage and share it, well, two, actually, I think. Two verses, and I'm going to share a message that God has laid on my heart from that passage. I'm going to be talking about the Word of God today. So if you'd like to read verse 12, chapter 4 of the book of Hebrews, I'll be back as soon as Debbie does one of my favorite songs, and I'll share the message with you as soon as she tells me I've got it all. The better I like it. I'll never forget the first time she sang it and played it for me. I thought, I don't know, because that Louisiana style, I guess what it was. But I'll tell you, when I began to listen to the message of that song that God laid on her heart, boy, I'll tell you what, I like it. It just thrills my heart. And we do have it all if we have Christ. David, the psalmist said, Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Kind of like that little girl that had that part. And her part was to do Psalm 23. She got before the crowd. She got frightened. She said, "The Lord is my shepherd. That's all I need." And sat down. She had it right. Did she not? Well, I'm going to talk today, Lord willing, about the Word of God. What a great subject the Word of God is. You know what? It's inexhaustive. I mean to tell you, it's eternal. It's magnificent. It's wonderful. It's inspiring. It's awing. It's awesome. Man, I'm telling you, I could go on and on, but I'm talking about the Word of God. Talking about the Word of God. My, what a great message that the Word of God is. And Paul, I believe Paul is the writer of the book of Hebrews. He said this, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open under the eyes of him with whom we have to do." I'm going to talk again about the Word of God. Now, I saw something in verse 13 that I'd never seen before. You begin to look at this chapter, the beginning of it has to do with rest. "There remaineth a rest, therefore, for the people of God." And here in verse 12, he begins to say, after verse 11, "Let us labor to enter into that rest." He said, "For the Word of God is." Boy, I like that. I'm on shouting ground. Thank God it's not a has-been book. It's not a going-to-be book. Thank God it is an is book. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory. Hallelujah. I want you to know this book that I hold in my hand, this King James Bible, this 1611 version, as we make reference of it and to it, thank God, I believe is the pure and the powerful, the preserved Word of Almighty God. And I can't say everything I want to say about it. I can't say everything there is to say about it. I can't even say everything I need to say about it today. But I'm going to talk about the Word of God. And I'm going to tell you something, friend. Prayerfully, hopefully, when I get done with this message and you get done with listening to this old country preacher and this message, you won't have any doubt to where I stand on the Word of God, what I believe about the Word of God, how I reverence and hold the Word of Almighty God. What a book this is. What a great book this is. Do you know it's more up to date than tomorrow's newspaper? I mean to tell you, friend, listen, bless God, it not only knows the past, but it knows the future as well as it knows the past. I don't know about you, but I don't know much about what's going on today. I forget a lot about what happened yesterday at my age. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow. But I'll tell you, God in His Word knows equally well and the past, the present, and the future. I'm telling you, this book that I hold in my hand, it's amazing for me to think. It's humbling for me to think. It's exciting for me to think that I hold the Word of God in my hand. That Word that's full. That Word that's final. That Word, bless God, that comes from Almighty God. Comes from His mind. Comes from His heart. I have the mind of Christ in my hand. Isn't that amazing? I'm telling you, friend, it's a marvelous thing, is it not? To know that we have God's Word final and full here. Listen, there's no other Word. Do you hear? There's no other revelation beyond what we have in these 66 books. We call the Bible these 66 books that make up one book. So I want us to look and think about the Word of God today. Number one, I want you to think about how miraculous it is in its being. You say, "What do you mean, preacher?" Well, just to me, friend, the fact that we've got it is miraculous. Do you hear me? Every generation didn't have God's Word. You know that, do you not? They had the spoken Word from the garden. From the garden, they had the spoken Word. God cried out and said to Adam in the beginning, "Now listen, Adam, there's a tree in the midst of this garden. You best not eat eat of it, son. I'll give you everything else, but don't eat of it. You remember that, don't you? You remember the word of God that said Adam, after he and Eve had disobeyed, where art thou? They had the word of God spoken even before the word of God was written. But I'll tell you, it was written in heaven, thank God. God knew it, did he not? It's a miraculous thing that that we have the Word of God in it. The fact that we have the Word of Almighty God is a miraculous thing, thank God. It's the Word of God, not the Word of man. It is the Word of God. And in this Word, we have the wisdom of God. All the wisdom of God is seen in the transmission of the Word of God. It took 1,500 years to give us all the Word of God that we have from the book of Genesis to the book of the Revelation. 1,500 years with a variety of men, from statesmen and spokesmen to farmers and peasants and fishermen. Isn't that amazing? Of all different sorts of state in society, of all different levels of education known by man. But let me tell you the one factor, thank God, that made this Word of God the Word of God. Peter tells us that holy men of God were inspired and moved upon by the Holy Spirit of God. Though there are at least 40 authors that we can account for and recognize and even point to in the 66 books that are written. Listen, friend, although God employed men to be His scribe and write it down and to preserve it and protect it, there was only one author, and that's the Spirit of Almighty God. I'm telling you, friend, listen, I'm about to have a fit. I love the Word of God. It's miraculous in the fact that God give us His Word by wisdom in its transmission. Isn't that amazing? The Bible says that all Scripture is inspired. All Scripture is inspired. Isn't that amazing? Now, if you don't have a King James Bible, your Bible may not say that. There's some Bible that says, Bibles that say, all Scripture that is inspired. But my Bible says this, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable. Thank the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Listen, it's no wonder that it's miraculous in its being. It's God's book transmitted to man by the Spirit of God. I'm telling you, friend, listen, God is all over this book. The author of it says no less than 3,808 times in some manner or in some means where he said, thus saith the Lord, or the word of the Lord came unto, or the word of Almighty. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, this book is miraculous in its transmission. How God took His Word and put it through man's mind and heart, down through his fingers, through a pen onto parchment, so that you and I could have it today in its preservation. It's not only miraculous in its transmission, but in its preservation. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of people that don't believe God was able to preserve His Word, but I want you to know, I believe in this King James Bible that I hold in my hand, that I've got the powerful, the pure, bless God, the plain, preserved Word of Almighty God. I want you to know there's a lot of difference of opinions about it, about whether or not God is able to preserve it. Now, nobody doubts God's ability to inspire it, but multitudes of people doubt God's ability to preserve it. Well, may I say to you, sir, ma'am, for your consideration, I'd be worried if I were you. If I didn't believe God could keep His Word, I'd wonder if He could keep me. And the Bible tells me God is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. I know none of the original autographs autographs are around. They weren't when Jesus walked the footstool of God. I believe maybe the Septuagint was in place at that day. But you know what he did? He quoted from the Word of God. He quoted, bless God, from that grand old book. He quoted, bless God, from that manuscript and that version out of which we got the King James Bible. I'm telling you, friend, there's some corruption from Alexandria. There's some purity from Antioch, Syria. You can decide what you're going to stand on, but I know I'll stand on the pure, inspired, preserved Word of God. I don't have to look in this book and wonder whether or not I've got the Word of God. I know I've got the Word of God, and I'm glad to tell you today, it's got me. Not only is God's wisdom manifest in a miraculous way in the transmission or its preservation, but in its illumination. Do you know what, sir, ma'am, unless you're saved, unless you're indwelt by the Spirit of God, you can't understand the depths and the breadth of this grand old book. It seemed like it contradicts itself, but the contradiction is not in the Word of God. It's in the man or woman that's reading the Word of God that thinks there's contradictions in the Word of God. Do you know the Bible tells me that this book is a spiritual book? It was spiritually written, it says, in 1 Corinthians 2:14, and it must be spiritually discerned. Down there in the book of Daniel chapter 2, when old Nebuchadnezzar got that dream, you remember, don't you? He kept it from all the Chaldeans, soothsayers, astrologers, and the mighty men of the Chaldeans. And Daniel said, if you give me Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego just a little bit of time of prayer, we'll see what God has to say. Well, listen, God began to move through Daniel. And one time when a man by the name of Belteshazzar, who was Nebuchadnezzar's grandson, having a drunken party, saw the hand of a man writing on the plaster of the wall, there was a message, meeny, meeny, tinkle, you so, meeny, meeny, tinkle, you farsen. Nobody could read it again. The king's grandmother said, bring Daniel down here. Thank God Daniel walked in. Everybody else was astounded. Was astounded. They were astonished. Everybody else was troubled and tore up. And old Daniel looked at the message and he said, my letter from home. Hallelujah. And you say, how do you get that, preacher? Well, I'll tell you, listen, he knew the Spirit of God because the Spirit of God was in him. The Word of God tells us in John chapter 16, that when the Spirit of truth has come, he'll lead you and guide you into all truth. In the book of 1 John chapter 2. I don't know long about verse 18 maybe. I don't know where it's at exactly, but if you read all of the book of 1 John chapter 2, it's there in verse 20. I believe it is. You have an unction, bless God. You need not that any man teach you, but you have an unction that'll teach you all things. Thank God. Listen, I believe God's Word is miraculous in its transmission, in the wisdom of God's manifest in its transmission, preservation, and illumination. But all I want you to know, it's mighty in its message. Thank God. It is the Word of God, not of man. It is, let me say that again, the Word of God and not of man. Its message is mighty, is it not? You say, what is it, preacher? And I've got to hurry. I've got to get to another point way down the road. And I need more time than what I've got. It's mighty. It's mighty in its message. It is, first of all, a revelation of God to man. Isn't that amazing? From the beginning, the Bible said, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. From the beginning, God began to reveal Himself to man. That which cannot be known by man, by any means that man has, any wisdom of man, any ability that man has. Listen, he cannot know the revelation of God until God illuminates his mind to him. Listen, if without the revelation from God, I want you to know, things would remain secret with God. But God wanted man to know God. So in the beginning, the Bible begins to say, God created the heavens and the earth. And from that point on, there's a continual revelation of God to man. Now listen to me. God has not revealed everything there is to know about God. God's just revealed all that man can need to know about God. There's an eternity awaiting those of us that have put our trust in Christ and that have sunk our hope in the great I Am That I Am and the truths that we find in this blessed book. And I believe part of eternity's glory and blessing will be the continual unfolding and revelation of God to those that love Him. It's not only a revelation of God to man, but it's a revelation of man to man. I mean to tell you, God wants us to know of our fallenness. He wants to know us to understand our depravity. He wants us awakened to the fact that we need salvation. And this book, bless God, this mighty book is a message of a revelation of the past, man's failure, man's need, and God's future, whether it be in a place called heaven or in a place called hell. Oh, I want you to know, bless God, that God not only knows the past, but thank God, listen, He knows the future. Now look, I got to hurry on because I've got to get to the last point. It's not only mighty, but it's miraculous in its perfection. I wish I had time to tell you about its purity. I wish I could tell you how it's been proven time and again to be accurate and the provision God has made for it in man's salvation by grace. But let me give you the magnificence of it in the last. Its manner. Look, it's like it's quick. It's powerful. It's like a sharp two-edged sword. It penetrates, friend, right down to the very heart of man, to the very thoughts of man. Bless God, it enlightens, does it not? It convicts, and it also corrects. Oh, the manner of the Word of God is magnificent. And the method, oh, you know what God said? The method of God's Word is like a mirror. A mirror is to see ourself in. Our reflection, is it not? It's like a hammer. You know what a hammer does? A hammer is used for at least two things and more. I'll just give these two and go on. It tears down and builds up. It'll tear down the strongholds in your life. It'll tear down, bless God, what the enemy has brought against you, how he has encapsulated you, fettered you, captured you. Oh, he'll set you free today. And then he'll begin to build in you for eternity. We already know it's like a sword. Bless God, that penetrates. I mean to tell you, the Word of God can go in places and at times where nothing else will. It'll meet us in the night. It'll disturb us in those wee hours of the morning. Bless God, it'll go with us on the mountaintops and underneath the mountains if you're a miner of some sort. It'll go around the world. Bless God, it'll just penetrate the heart of man. It's like a fire, is it not? It'll burn in the bones, will it? It'll consume, bless God. It'll consume things that are unwanted and unneeded. It's even as water because it satisfies. It cleanses. It refreshes. It's like milk to a baby and meat to a mature man. But let me give you its mission in closing. And listen very closely, sinner friend. If you haven't paid much attention to the rest of the message, hear this, would you, today? I'm telling you, it's various. Its mission is varied in many ways. But I want you to know something. It's also focused. I'm telling you, God gave it to communicate God's love for the lost sinner. God says that the mission of the Word of God is to find sinners who need to be saved by grace and fashioned into Christ's likeness. So look, sir. Look, ma'am, I'm talking to you about the Word of God. I'm telling you it's miraculous in its being. I'm telling you the wisdom of God is seen in its transmission, its preservation, and its illumination. It's mighty in its message. Do you hear me? Because it's a revelation. It's miraculous in its perfection. God has seen to its purity and its preservation both. And it's also magnificent in its manner, method, and its mission. Oh, sir, ma'am, you know you're lost. You know if you were to die today, you wouldn't go to heaven. You know if you die today, you would have to bow before God, humble your heart and bow before God. Try to tell Him why you refused all the advances the Holy Spirit has made on your soul and on your heart. You'll remember all the times under the preaching of the Word of God or in service somewhere where somebody sang a song like Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. You'll have to listen, give an account of that. And you'll have to hear God, because you say, Lord, I rejected your advances. I said no to the good news of the gospel. I turned away the Spirit of God as He tried to, as He wooed me to try to win me and arrest me for God. I said no, and God will say, listen, well, since you said no to me, I'll say no to you. Oh, hurry, sir. Hurry, ma'am. Run to a place of prayer. Humble your heart. Bow your head. Cry out with brokenness and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And you know what God will do? God will be merciful to you, a sinner. Oh, Father, you said you'd save anybody, and everybody will call upon you. I pray that men and women, boys and girls alike, will do that. Let them understand the mission of the Word of God. Let them understand the miracle of the Word of God. Let them understand the might of the Word of God. As they meet the God of the Word today, by grace through faith, it's in the name of your Son, my Savior, I pray. Folks, thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the message on the Word of God. Pray for me. Plan on meeting me with
you. You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.